Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Bethlehem, Israel. In Israel, at Christmas time, it will be a silent night in the little town of Bethlehem. That's the headline. David Dolan will come to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
We've been asking and will ask all of our broadcast partners to give us the details about their most interesting Christmas. I want to ask David Dolan, who's the man covering the Middle East with his Middle East news update, to come now. David, you've lived there so many years in Jerusalem, and you know what it is like at Christmas time in the Middle East. I would love for you to share with us what your favorite thoughts are about Christmas, which I believe is going to be pretty much of a silent night in the little town of Bethlehem this year. What are your thoughts about Christmas?
Well, Jimmy, my first Christmas was exactly 40 years ago, December of 1980. I just arrived in Israel a few weeks before, and that probably remains my most pleasant Christmas. I was in Bethlehem, as you know, many, many years, covering Christmas celebrations for CBN and Moody Radio and then CBS Network. But I was working every time I was doing that. I enjoyed it, but I was working and getting interviews and hustling and bustling around. But the very first one, 40 years ago, I went with some friends from the kibbutz I was living on, the settlement in northern Israel, to Jerusalem, and we just had a private, quiet Christmas. We stayed in a youth hostel there and went out to Bethlehem, and we went out to Shepherd's Field and sang some carols. And, you know, I was just a tourist, just a pilgrim that year, not working, and I really, really was blessed by that. And the reality that I was right there, the very town, the very area where our Lord and Savior was born nearly 2,000 years ago, was just a fantastic time, and I will never forget that, even though I was back in Bethlehem many other times. I've talked about when Yasser Arafat's car almost ran me over, some other things that were a little more dramatic and more newsy, but that was just a worshipful time, and I was very blessed by it.
David Dolan with the details of his first Christmas in Bethlehem. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. We discussed the birth of Jesus in the little town of Bethlehem because the Bible tells us that's where the coming Messiah had to be born. That's Micah chapter 5 and verse 2. There are over 300 prophecies of the first coming of Jesus, and Jesus fulfilled each of them in absolute detail. However, there are five times as many prophecies of his second coming, which will be fulfilled as well. We know that because all prophecies for his first coming were fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...